as I thought of coming to camp for these 2 weeks, one of the thoughts that seemed to drop into my heart was a little word, a short word, but I thought it would be something or some thing that ought to mark our time here at camp. Now, there are many things that ought to be characteristic of our time at camp, and there should be love among us, and I'm sure we'll talk about that, and there should be faith. We're going to have faith that God will work. But there was this one word that came, and it was this, that we ought to be filled with the joy of the Lord. Wouldn't that be good? If for these 2 weeks we could say, Lord, I want to be filled with the joy of the Lord. You know what that would mean? That would mean that everyone would be happy. And wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
You are in a very enthusiastic crowd. How about a yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Now, see, you're smiling, and you look so much better. You really do. It takes years off of you, you know. Now, I am my mother's son. That's my mom, and that's my dad. And my mom likes to ask questions, and when she asks a question, she likes what?
An answer.
An answer, okay? And when you answer like that, so you have to talk really, really loud, right? Now, I hear pretty well. I mean, I'm probably on my way, you know. But what's the difference between joy and being happy? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think? What's the difference? Help me.
Joy transcends your circumstances.
Those are big words, brother. Joy transcends our circumstances. So someone has said it's not your happenstance. No, your happiness depends on your circumstance. But our joy transcends that. I can be joyful, that means even when things aren't going the way I'd like them to go, right? Maybe when the day has been hard. Anybody have a bad day this week? And sometimes we have those times. Things don't go the way we want them to go. And then we tend to get under it, right? And what does the Lord say? No, I want you to rise above. I want you to be joyful in spite of what's going on around you. You see, and I thought of this today as I was riding up yesterday. I took my son. He's 5 years old and he's going to be six. His name is David. And he's been wanting a scooter. You know, one of those little things you push along. You have one of them? No? But, a lot of the kids have them, and they fold in half, and they're really kind of neat, compact. And so he's wanted one of those, and so I said, okay, Dave, you know, when you finish school, we'll get one. And he's been out of school now about 2 months, and Daddy, it was time, you know? So we went yesterday to get on this scooter, and I let him pick out the one he wanted, and thankfully, it wasn't the most expensive one. He doesn't know the difference yet, you know. He likes Lightning McQueen, you know. So he saw that, and he wanted that one. I said, okay, it's good. And so he brought it home, and I convinced him that we shouldn't take it out of the box just yet. You know, we'll keep it in the box. So when he came home, his mother said, did he get the scooter? I said, yeah, why? Well, he said he's not excited. I said, he's not? David, come here. Tell your mother that you're excited. And then he was riding a little bit, you know, and I said, David, now are you happy? You happy with your scooter? And he says, yeah, Daddy, I'm happy. I'm happy. Now, then I had to think, now, I shouldn't be teaching my son that his happiness depends on the things he has, right? And I don't know if that's the message he got. But we have to be careful. Your happiness doesn't depend on the things that you possess. Your happiness doesn't depend upon being successful or having a lot of friends or being popular or having everything go your way. Because if your happiness depends on that, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to become unhappy. Now, joy is something different. Where does your joy come from?
God.
See, she's right there. When I ask a question, she answers. Your joy comes from God. Your relationship with Jesus. That's where your joy comes from. Jesus said to his disciples in that chapter where he talked about abiding and being close to God, being in union with Christ, he said, "My joy will remain in you, and your joy will be full." And you see, our joy should depend or is tied directly to our relationship with God. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. And the Lord doesn't want us to just be joyful in our worship. Yes, we ought to be a joyful people. We ought to shout for joy. In this room, you can shout. Okay? You're allowed. You're allowed to raise your voice. And it's okay if the person next to you hears you. It's all right. Don't be bashful. When the Spirit of God, as Dad said, when the Spirit of God touches you, it ought to create a joyful sound from your voice. It starts in the heart. Yeah, it's not just that mouth. I don't want you just to shout. That's not what I'm saying. But if the Lord touches you, just open your heart and don't worry about who's around you. And say, "Lord Jesus, I praise you." Maybe that's going to start softly. "Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I worship you." But you know, if you persist in that, the Lord is going to come to you. And maybe you'll shout. But it'll be a shout of joy. A shout of joy. But that ought to spill over not only in this room, but when we leave this place. It's okay for you to sing while you're working. Did you know that? It's okay. It's okay for you to sing in the kitchen, sing praises to God. It's okay for you in the dining room to sing. And you know what? It'll make your work go easier, faster, usually. Usually, if we have the right attitude, you know, we can drag out a job. How many of you know this? You can drag out a job as long as you want it to go, right? And you can drag your feet and, "Oh, I can't believe I have to do this. I can't believe you told me I have to sweep the kitchen floor again. I did it once already." Nobody here is going to do that, right? No, you're going to say, "It's for the Lord. And as I put my heart into it, that joy from God will give me strength. And I'll do it well. And everyone will be pleased. And God will be pleased." It will please God if we would be joyful Christians. Did you know that? That would please Him. And so, the word is joy. All right? That means we have to smile. But I want it to come from your heart. But I'm going to remind you, all right? You can remind me too. You know, I have people in my church that tell me, "Brother Phil, you don't smile enough." And so I'm trying. But the Lord is helping me to be filled with His joy. Now, I have just a few minutes left. And you're going to help me. What verses do you know from the Bible that talk about joy? Now, this is an easy question because you already got two of them. If you were listening, or maybe even more than two. Come on. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise. Okay, what other verse did that quote? He quoted the verse.
Yeah.
He quoted it. What's another verse that tells us that we should rejoice or be joyful? Come on. Or another verse about joy. Really? Really? That's in the Bible? Say that again. Slower though.
Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Okay. And the patience? You learned that for school, huh? Okay. See, now that's totally against what you would think naturally, right? I'm supposed to count it all joy. I'm supposed to rejoice in the fact that things go wrong, or that I'm in a trial, in a difficulty. But that's what the Bible says. Because patience or perseverance is built into your soul, into your character, as you joyfully go through the trials. Let patience have a perfect work. God is after something. And so, you know what might happen while we're here at camp? Things might get a little difficult. Somebody might say something to you that you don't like. Somebody might ask you to do something that you're not happy about. And so what are you going to do?
Be joyful.
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy. Be joyful. Take the right attitude. And remember, oh, Brother Phil said that. Yeah. Let's be wise. Let's be wise in these days. Because it's going to matter something for eternity if we learn the lessons God wants to teach us. And one of them is to be joyful, to count it all joy. Okay, another one.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you're a little bit tired. Now that verse is in Nehemiah, and the people were crying when Nehemiah told them that. Or was it Ezra? Maybe Ezra told them. But in the midst of difficult times, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so I take that strength that the Lord gives. All right, one or two more.
Isaiah 12, therefore with joy we draw water out of the well of salvation.
Amen. God has all that we need. And we go to that well of salvation and we draw water out with what?
Joy.
With joy. Lord, you are all I need. You have all that I need. You are everything to me. How glad I am I can go to a God like that. And with joy, I take what I need from that well of salvation. Someone else.
He endured the cross. This is paraphrased. He endured the cross because of the joy that was set before him.
That's the example of Christ. Jesus went to that cross and endured the pain, endured the shame. Because there was a joy that he saw awaiting him on the other side. He saw your salvation. He saw the work of grace in your life. Hallelujah. All right, now give me the one in 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice evermore. It must be up here somewhere. Or is it praise the Lord anyhow? It's a paraphrase, huh? A little bit. Rejoice evermore. Yes, this is the will of God. This is God's will for you. You want to know God's will? Rejoice. Rejoice. Evermore. Not when I feel like it only. All the time. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to close with just this little... Oh, you have more, right? You can, Heidi. Which one you have?
There's two. What joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Mm. Yes, what joy for those
Amen. Now all of us should be joyful then, right? The Lord has forgiven us, forgiven our iniquities, put our sins behind His back. It's under the blood. I ought to be a joyful Christian. You know, I was thinking too, you know what's probably the worst advertisement? Is a grumpy Christian. You ever think about that? Why are you laughing? Grumpy Christians. Can that be? Oh, beloved, we need to take grace from God. We need to change, don't we? We need to change. Lord, help us. And He does. He does. So let's take His grace. Now, I just thought, you know, back in my, when I was a young person, there was that little acrostic, right? Now you all know it, and you say, Brother Phil, that's a little bit, you know, we teach that to the primaries. What is the acrostic for joy?
Jesus, others, and you.
Jesus, others, and you. Do we still need it as adults?
Yes.
You know, I wonder why, you know, we don't advance as deeper life Christians. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because we haven't learned the lessons, the fundamentals, the basics that the Lord is after in our lives. Jesus first. You want to have joy? You want to have joy in your service here at camp, your stay at camp? You want to have joy in serving the Lord back home? Well, Jesus comes first in my life. and then others. I'm here for others. That's a lesson that I think I've learned from my dad's example. He would say, or he says to us still, I'm here to make life easy for you. I'm here to make life easier for you. Not for me, for you. Do you go through life that way? I'm here to make life easier for someone else. Now, I know that some of you, I don't even have to live with you. I know that you think that your parents are there to serve you. Isn't that true? Amen? Oh. That's the idea that we have. But that's a childish idea, I'm sorry to say. My 3-year-old thinks that I'm here to serve her. But as we grow up, and as we grow up in God, we ought to realize that we're not here to be served. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. And so I'm here for others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let that my motto be. Help me to live for others so I may live like thee. And so let's keep that in mind in these days. It's not about me. You know, we go around saying, it's all about me, right? No. It's about others. And then lastly, it's you. So you put yourself on the bottom. You're part of the joy, but you're last. And if you do that, if we endeavor, now just keep those things in mind. All right, Dad began tonight with this thought of being joyful, joyfully worship, and we ought to do that. You know, we're going to be here in this room quite a bit in these next 2 weeks. And so please come, happy. Joyful, okay? Let's enter in with joy. And then as we serve, as we work, Jesus, others, you. Let's have the right attitude. And let's ask God to help us. And now we're going to close in a word of prayer. I want you all just to bow your hearts, heads before the Lord. Ask Him to write these things upon our hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to ask my brother Danny Fristino to pray with us, please.
Dear Jesus, again, we thank you for bringing us together in this way to worship you, to be a part of your plan.
Yes, Lord.
As we heard, for our individual lives and for the camp at this time. And Jesus, we pray that you would do something to fill us afresh with your joy. And
yes, Lord.
Enable
joy
us
of the Holy
to
Ghost.
Focus upon you, yes, that our joy may be full. We pray, Jesus, that you would work in our hearts and in our lives for however long we are here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
and Lord, we ask you to do a lasting work in our hearts during the time that we're here.
Yes.
That will outlast our time here, that will continue when we leave this place, that you will cause us to grow in God and grow in the knowledge
hallelujah,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
To grow in our love for
hallelujah,
Jesus. To grow in our understanding of Jesus. To grow in our love and knowledge of your word. Yes. Yes, to be Jesus. More like Jesus. We pray that you would bless us this night, that you would keep your blessing upon each and every one, and that you would continue your work as we leave this place, or for the staff as they remain here, that your kingdom would come, your will would be done,
yes,
every aspect of our lives. Thank you for meeting us tonight.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
For giving us,
yes,
the privilege,
Lord,
to meet together in your name and to experience your presence, to experience the joy that you give us as we worship you. So we thank you for these things and desire your blessing throughout this night. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you.